This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hey there, Dave.
And our guest is Kelly Ramirez, the CEO of the social enterprise Greenhouse of Providence, also called the SE Greenhouse. In part, it's an accelerator of local social enterprises. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And the group is a recent winner of a U.S. Small Business Administration national competition in the startup accelerator community. How did that work out?
Well, it's a great win for us. We have been running our accelerator for about 5 years now. We have accelerated 65 businesses. We have a really good success rate. Many of them are still operational and scaling. And last year, we were lucky enough to form a partnership with Brown University. And we really transformed our accelerator into a blended learning model. So we offer a curriculum through Brown's online learning platform. We complement that with face-to-face workshops. And each entrepreneur that participates gets an individual coach and access to our network of more than 150 mentors and advisors.
Compare social enterprise startups such as yours with other business-oriented incubators like Beta Spring.
Well, social enterprises are do well, do good businesses. So some are nonprofits that are creating revenue generating businesses in an attempt to diversify their funding streams. And also, they often are businesses that train and employ the populations that the nonprofit serves. And then we're seeing more and more for profit businesses that are making the world a better place, whether it be through improving the environment, improving access to quality education, healthy food, et cetera, et cetera. So there just seems to be a real trend in business leaders wanting to make the world a better place and really have purpose in their lives.
And they've even, there's a new, what is it, a benefit corporation? There's a new way to incorporate a company where taking into account more than just making money is actually required by the company, right?
Correct, correct. There's a lot of momentum nationally around that movement. There's a certifying group called B Corp, and Rhode Island, I think, was about the 20th state to pass that legislation. And we also have another new legal form called an L3C, which is a limited low-profit company.
So the win was a $50,000 grant from the SBA. What will that do for your accelerator program?
So through that grant, we plan to, we've traditionally offered our accelerator once a year, and with this support, we'll be offering the accelerator twice a year. So the goal is that this will be seed funding that will really enable us to continue to double our capacity year on year.
A social accelerator seems to deal with some issues that government in the past might take on. Does this take the burden away from government to run programs?
Well, I wouldn't say that it takes the burden away from government, but I think one of the main, I would say, drivers of the development of social enterprise as a field is this movement towards breaking down the silos between the private sector, the nonprofit sector, and the public sector. So we really think about social enterprise almost as a spectrum. And I would argue that all of these three sectors are moving towards the middle, with more and more private sector companies, traditional private sector companies, doing more and more in the corporate social responsibility space. I mean, look at CVS is a great example of that. Government increasingly collaborating with nonprofits and really using nonprofits for an increased amount of service delivery.
Well, I was going to ask if government has made any moves towards these social accelerators to take up some of the programs.
Well, I think, what we see with the SBA is a great example of that. I'm not sure that 5 years ago the SBA would have even sort of looked at social enterprise as a real business development strategy. And when I went through the list of accelerators that received this award nationally, other accelerators, I know several of them are similar to us. They're impact accelerators.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Kelly Ramirez, the CEO of the Social Enterprise Greenhouse of Providence.
Now, you actually recently moved into a new office space in Davol Square. And so what has that been able, what has that done for SE Greenhouse itself?
Well, I would say it has been a complete game changer for us as an organization, but more importantly for all of the businesses and entrepreneurs that we serve. And I should say we now are working with more than 160 social enterprises. Most of them are in Rhode Island, but we've started to serve social enterprises in Massachusetts and Connecticut as well. So we moved into this great new space in early April, and we now have 50 of our businesses that are members or renting offices or desks from us. So it's just been incredible to see this community that we've been building over the past 6 years really come together and have a home. And having that space has enabled us to organize more events. It's given it, it's really a space for the entire social enterprise community to have events. And it's just created collaborations that would not have occurred if we didn't have, you know, sort of a place for us to all call home. One example is last night we had a really fantastic event with about 15 organizations that are creating social change through sports and athletics. So that group has now decided to meet monthly to share best practice, to collaborate. And that would not have happened if we didn't have this community space. So it's really been game changing. And I should say that that building is owned by Brown, and they've been a real partner with us. That they really enabled us to create this new hub.
If a person, if a company, if a social organization has some ideas about social programs, and they come to you, could you, in the few moments we have left, could you generally walk us through what you would do for them?
Sure. So this is what we call our ecosystem model. So if someone comes in with an idea, we offer one-on-one workshops. We'll often link them with a student team. We partner with 10 universities across the state to sort of do some early feasibility research work. The accelerator is, you know, our next program. And then we also have post-acceleration support through programs like our Huddle and our Peer Forum. We also offer a loan fund. So we are investing in the businesses that we support. And through that loan fund, we not only provide financial assistance, but we do very intensive technical assistance.
Okay, Social Enterprise Greenhouse CEO Kelly Ramirez has been our guest on The Bottom Line this time. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, as always, to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great, as always, to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward.